From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Mourners in the United States are gathering at this hour to pay final respects to three of the five police officers killed by a lone gunman in Dallas, Texas. The first funeral services come a day after President Barack Obama took part in an interfaith service to honor the officers killed. The attack was carried out by a Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two Black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Zimbabwean anti-riot police are surrounding the court where a preacher is due to face charges Wednesday relating to his call for stay-at-home protests against President Robert Mugabe. Several supporters of Evan Mawariri are outside the courthouse.
Here in solidarity with our core pastor, a man of the cloth who is standing for against a system that has impoverished the citizens of this nation.
The minister was arrested Tuesday, charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for a job boycott for Wednesday and Thursday. A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding Wednesday in South Sudan after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with the first vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar. The fighting has left hundreds dead and some 36,000 others displaced. The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war from which it emerged last year. China and the Philippines may be eyeing formal talks to resolve their stark differences over the territorial claims in the South China Sea. Discussions about resuming talks comes a day after the United Nations Arbitration Court rejected Beijing's claim to the disputed South China Sea. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling might compromise negotiations on future disputes.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
While he warned it could intensify conflict, China remains committed to negotiations. President Rodrigo Duterte has called for bilateral negotiations to resolve the controversy. British Prime Minister David Cameron will officially resign during a meeting with the Queen Wednesday afternoon. Earlier, he made his last appearance before the House of Commons.
You can achieve a lot of things in politics. You can get a lot of things done. And that, in the end, the public service, the national interest, that is what it's all about. Nothing is really impossible if you put your mind to it. After all, as I once said, I was the future once.
Cameron announced his resignation after voters rejected his bid to remain part of the European Union. Theresa May is the new prime minister who will lead Britain through its breakup from the EU. Officials say a suicide bomber exploded his car at a police checkpoint outside Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 8 people and wounding nearly a dozen others. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. It's the second suicide car bombing this week. On Tuesday, a car bomber blew himself up near an outdoor market, killing 12 people. ISIS attacks have occurred with more frequency as of late, which prompted the U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter earlier this week to commit 560 more U.S. troops to Iraq to help fight the terrorist group. The United Nations has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeast Borno state, affecting displacement camps that house tens of thousands of refugees who have fled Boko Haram violence. The camps are described as hard to reach and insecure. An appeal has been issued for more than $200 million in funds over the next 10 weeks. Washington and Seoul are moving forward with plans to locate the controversial, U.S. THAAD missile defense system on the Korean Peninsula amid growing protests and debate over whether the value of this added deterrence is worth the risk of alienating China and further provoking North Korea. South Korea says the location of the THAAD battery will protect important national facilities. North Korea's military has threatened to launch retaliatory strikes. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.